A federal lawsuit asking that Florida's delegates to the Democratic National Convention be seated was amended and refiled yesterday. Previously, a Tampa judge had said that Tampa Democrat Victor DeMaio did not show that he had standing to file the lawsuit against the national party, the DNC. But in a press conference today, DeMaio's attorney, Michael Steinberg, said the new lawsuit proves DeMaio's standing. Steinberg said the lawsuit also adds a count claiming that the DNC violated the Civil Rights Act by using race as a primary factor in allowing South Carolina and Nevada to schedule their primary elections before Florida.
Their exact language is the manifest reason for picking South Carolina and Nevada was to give African Americans and Latinos to empower them in the nominating process. That it was not just a factor, but a primary reason for putting them first.
In 2006, Steinberg ran in the Democratic primary for the congressional seat won by Kathy Castor. He thinks the judge will agree that DeMaio and other Florida Democrats were discriminated against on the basis of race by the DNC by punishing the state for moving its 2008 presidential primary election ahead of South Carolina and Nevada.
Yes, I think the judge will find that, as a matter of fact, that there was discrimination based on race and national origin. Now, when we use the word discrimination, sometimes that's a negative term, but affirmative action is also discrimination, and sometimes discrimination is good. I think he'll find that this is the bad type of discrimination where you're given a preferential treatment to a state due to the demographic makeup of that state, and that the Democratic Party, at least in the past 20 or 30 years, has not engaged in racial or national origin discrimination, which needs to be compensated by giving preferential treatment to states with a high percentage of African Americans or Hispanics.
Steinberg's client, Victor DeMaio, said that the lawsuit's claim that the DNC violated the Civil Rights Act is in addition to the claim that the National Party violated the 14th Amendment's requirement of equal protection. That claim remains in the lawsuit. But the DNC opened itself up to an additional challenge based on the Civil Rights Act, according to DeMaio, because it receives federal funding.
The Democratic National Committee receives about $15 million of taxpayer money, your tax money and so forth, and mine. And if you accept that money, anyone who seeks federal taxpayer funds, and they get that money to put deposits in the hotel and the hall and everything, they've already taken the money. So the money's already gone into the pockets of the DNC, and they've spent it to put the convention on that's coming up here in August. If you take that money, federal money, it comes with strings attached. And what are those strings? You cannot take that money and then in turn use it to discriminate.
Senator Bill Nelson had filed a separate lawsuit, which was also seeking to get Florida's delegates seated. DeMaio said there were sworn affidavits in that lawsuit in which the DNC responded to claims of racial discrimination from Congressmember Alcy Hastings.
And the Democratic Party says, no, you weren't discriminating against because we picked South Carolina based on race. We picked South Carolina because they have 55% of the Democratic voters in South Carolina are African Americans. And we picked Nevada ahead of you because a huge number of their population is Hispanic. So you're not discriminating against because those two states got to go ahead and they're not, you know, they're diverse. So we're saying that as a whole, as a state, that Florida as a whole was not treated fairly or not treated equally. And therefore, we were discriminated against because, you know, that was their criteria for picking those two states. It's sort of a reverse discrimination case.
DeMaio's lawsuit was originally filed in August 2007 after the DNC had promised to strip Florida of all 210 of its voting delegates to the Democratic National Nominating Convention, which will be held in Denver. DeMaio hopes that if his lawsuit reaches the Supreme Court, that conservative body will be sympathetic to hear a case of reverse discrimination.
This is the argument that we thought might be the hook that the Supreme Court would look at to say they made a mistake and they need to seat the delegates from Florida.
In addition to getting Florida's delegates seated, DeMaio hopes his lawsuit will cause the Democratic Party to revise the way that primaries are ordered.
It's a mess. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And to say that Iowa, New Hampshire is somehow smarter or they have their voters are more in tune or they're better, they can choose better than us, is ridiculous. I mean, it's hogwash. I mean, they're not smarter than Florida voters. But in lieu of not having a primary system, what do we do?
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.